Blog Talk Radio.
Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Cardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. If you need to fill a bar, I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in there getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. If you need to fill a bar, I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in there getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's always drama in the club. Now that I roll with Dre, everybody show me love. When you feel like Eminem, you get plenty of groupie love. But homie, ain't nothing changed, roll down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cutting, man, roll them trees up. If you watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few.
That rapper say, roll it! What's up, sis?
Back
at O's, got a birthday. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah, 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 yeah. Y'all hoes, you know what I mean? Got a little birthday. Now, listen. This is for all my smart entertainment listeners. DMV Kill has reached that age where I say my age backwards. For all of you who don't understand what I'm saying, today I had the privilege of reaching 51 years of age. 51 years of age. 51 years of age. Thank you, Father. Now, that will be the last time you will hear me say 51 years of age, because for the rest, the duration of this Thursday / Friday Kale's Corner episode, I will be 15. I will be 15. Now, I'm pretty sure, Tree, this is where I'm going to need your help at, Tree, okay? Because I'm pretty sure when I say I'm 15, somebody is going to be like, come on, Kale. You know, all that hater conversation. And Treese, I'm not going to say it, but I want you to say you should have been here in the beginning. You got me? Hey, Treese, are you here?
I got you.
Hey, Treese. Hey, Treese.
No, my phone was acting crazy. And the online is going crazy. Everybody is happy birthday. I'm trying to do everything. They happy birthday. It's just binging. Happy birthday, 15 it is. I got you. Everybody. So, I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
I got you. You should have been here
earlier. Thank you. When somebody say, you ain't 15, Lady T gonna tell them what?
You should have been here earlier.
You should have been here earlier. You should have been here earlier. All right, y'all, listen. I appreciate all the birthday love. Thank you, guys. You know, a little bit of appreciation and acknowledgement goes a long, long, long way. You know, when it was funny when I got on the train this morning going to work, right? This lady came up to me. She said, I've seen that shirt before. I said, excuse me? She said, I have seen that shirt on social media. She said, is your name You Call or You? I said, my name is You Kale. Okay. It's your birthday. I said, yes, ma'am, but who are you? And she was like, I am a long time. She said, I have been your Facebook friend for years and years and years. And she said, every time July 21st comes and it's your birthday, she was like, I just get so tickled buy that shirt. And she was like, and it is amazing to me to see your shirt live, you know. And because story behind the shirt, y'all, when I first wore the shirt, it was during my, I'll just say my days of libations. You know what I'm talking about? So, I was feeling good. I was feeling good, and I saw the shirt hanging up in the store, and I said, you know what? That would be a tight shirt for me to wear to the party Saturday night. And my buddies was like, man, don't you wear that shirt. I'm telling you, we're going to clown you. We're going to dog you. Don't you wear that shirt. And I was like, you know what? It would be kind of fun to be the life of the party, the one that all the jokes are on and everything. And I have a report. No fight, smoke out.
Okay.
Even though I was a hothead back then. No fights broke out. It was all laughter. It was all fun and games. Because you know Kevin. You know.
Yeah, I do.
That boy is an idiot multiplied. You understand me? And some of the jokes that he had on my shirt were just like, wow, okay, that's how you feel. That's really how you feel. But it was funny, and we had fun. So every year, and I'm talking 12 years now. This is the actual 12th year that I've worn this shirt. But every year, July 21st, I wear this shirt all day and have a ball. So, and it was so great to, you know, the lady walked up to me. And you know what? I didn't even ask her name. And I was at work trying to go through my Facebook, but I got so many Facebook friends on both of my Facebook pages that I'm not going
to
do
all
that.
All you got to do is put an answer to the lady on the train, and then she'll respond to it.
You know what? I'm going to act like I ain't even. She said, oh, yeah. What about lady on the train? Oh, okay, now it's coming to me. Okay. So you're saying this is DMV Kale in search of the young lady on the train that complimented me on my birthday shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that might work. All right. That's why I see my co-host, you know. That's why I see my co-host. She think about things I don't think about. Yeah, that bad. But, I really have to say thank you to everyone because it has really and truly been an outstanding birthday thus far. And I know it's only going to go up and improve and get better, especially with all my fam here on the corner doing what we do. All right. Therese, you got anything you wanna say real quick before I read into what our show is about today?
Well, you know, I just wanted to say happy birthday to you, and that's it, and that's all, and wish you so many more to come, and be blessed on purpose. You know, today, all day, be blessed in your week, whatever you want, you deserve.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to put that in writing and pat. No, you know what? Matter of fact, just text Reese. Just text Reese and tell her.
I got you.
Whatever. And look, see, just like this. Whatever the hell Kale wants, he gets.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
All right? Whatever the hell Kale wants, he gets. There we go.
He gets.
All right. All right. Buckle up. Ready to roll. Today on Kale's Corner. Lady T and DMV Kale will discuss the MLB division leaders. With teams gearing up and headed into the second half of the MLB season, we're going to see who has the edge, who's leading things. And I think right now at this point in time, we can say who we believe will end up being the last team standing. standing. We will discuss the latest news and rumors in the NBA. I want to discuss James Harden and his pay cut, you know, if we can call it that. If we can call it that. We're going to discuss the remaining top five free agents who are available. The top five free agents who are available in this NBA. Now, and I know some people are going to, you know, switch their nose and shake their head and say, nah, Kale, nah, with the free agents that I want picked up. But, hey, it's my party. I cry if I want to. You know what I'm talking about?
There you go.
We're going to talk about the latest on the 49ers and Debo Samuel. Co-host.
I don't know what we're doing, man. We got to do something. We got to pee, doodle, or get off the pack.
Oh, okay. I guess that'll work.
Yeah.
Washington football team wide receiver Antonio Gandy Golden has a new position. He will no longer be playing wide receiver. He is moving and relegating his services to a new position. We're going to talk about that. Raiders tight end Darren Waller and linebacker Denzel Perryman are both seeking new contracts at the start of this 2022-23 season. We're going to discuss it. We're going to get into it. You know, all these stories and much more on today's Kale's Corner episode 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782 is the number. I got to tell myself, happy birthday, DMV Kale. What you got planned? Good things, nothing but good things. And we'll be right back.
Go, shorty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. If you need to fill a bar, I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. If you need to fill a bar, I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's always drama in the club. Now that I roll with Dre, everybody show me love. When you feel like Eminem, you get plenty of groupie love. But homie, ain't nothing changed. Roll down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cutting, man. Roll them trees up. You watch how I move. You mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but now I don't walk with a limp.
I'm alright. MLB division leader, God. Like we said, the second half of the season, which we've all been anxiously waiting on, is coming up. It's that time. We're going to start with the AL East. The Yankees are ahead 64 wins and 26 losses. You know, and they're on a two-game.
They got 29 losses.
Okay. You see, I'm about to be mad at Google. the AL Central, you have Minnesota with 50 wins and 44 losses on a one-game losing streak. We have the AL West, 59 and 32, Houston. They're on a 60-32, and they're on a one-game win streak. We have in the NL East, the Mets.
Yeah. 58 and 35
with a one-game losing streak. The NL Central is boasting Milwaukee with the 50-43 record, lost three of their last four games. The LA Dodgers boasted proudly a 60-30 NL West leading on a four-game win streak. Can I just say it right now? I think we're going to see the Yankees, and the Dodgers when it's all said and done. I think it's going to be between the Yankees and the Dodgers. They're the only teams playing good, not just home baseball, but on the road. They're traveling good. And they're not in the games that they're losing. Their pitching has been keeping them in the game. So when they're losing, and let me tell y'all another little secret about baseball. It's more about winning the series than winning the game. You understand what I'm saying? It's more about winning the series. So when your team goes in to face another team, and let's say that they're playing a three-game series, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, three-game series. You want your team to take at least two out of that three. And the Yankees and the Dodgers have been that team taking more games than losing in this MLB season. So that's who I'm, and you know what? I'm not going to totally count the Mets out because you can never count out Max Scherzer. You can't. And it looks like Max is trying to sprinkle some of that winter dust on the Mets. So I'm not going to count out the Mets totally, but I really think it's going to be the Dodgers out of the National League division. Please.
I like the Yankees. I like Houston because Houston, I think, is one of those sleeper teams because they got the same record as the Dodgers, as the Yankees. All of them have 60 wins. So and they're all on winning streaks right now at the moment. I don't know. It might be Dusty's year to get. I don't know. He might fool us this year, because he always get like right to the finish line, and then it's like he looked back and tripped, and then somebody run right past him.
He dropped the ball.
Yeah. So I don't think that's going to happen to him this year. But I don't know. Call it a feeling. It ain't nothing factual that I have that I can say. It's just a feeling that I have. And I don't know. I got those three teams, and one of those three teams are going to be World Series. That's what I think.
Okay.
In the game.
All right, let's take a phone call. Brother Lou, what's happening, Lou?
Hey, Lou.
All right, happy birthday, first of all.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
I think I got to kind of agree with both of you. I think it's going to be the Yankees and the Dodgers. The real race is going to be, I think, between the National League East, between the Mets and the Braves, and I wouldn't rule out the Phillies either. That's going to be a tight race, you know, hanging out in the second half of the season. It looked like in the beginning of the year, the Mets were just going to roll away with everybody. But then the Indians stopped piling up, and Atlanta was able to take advantage of it. And after the Phillies fired their manager, things started looking up. You know, that's kind of bizarre turn of events there after that happened, after they fired Girardi. But they've, picked their speed up, and, it's going to be a three-way race for the NL East.
Well, hey, that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. We get to watch and enjoy until. Let's take this call. This is my man Steve.
Yes, it is. Happy birthday, my brother. I feel, hey, Jay. I feel like an old man.
What?
I feel old. Look, I was waiting on you when you was in your 30s. So, you know, I feel like a real old man, you know. Can't tell people how old I am, but happy birthday. But let's get to baseball. And, you know, the Yankees, Dodgers, everybody into it. But the only mix of thing is the AL Central. And when you got the Twins, the Guardians, and the White Sox going to be fighting for that division. And that's the only thing that a lot of people are going to be watching. So you better watch out for that division, you know. They fighting for that spot. Whoever win that spot, they going to win a spot. And the loser's going to lose. You know, they're going to be out. So whoever win the division is going to be in the playoffs.
Okay. Strong words. Again, I still got to stick with my Yankees. The Yankees and the Dodgers. They're not my team. They're not my team at all. They are the two teams that I'm considering playing the best baseball down the stretch. Because unless you know, these teams. And the Giants have a big test coming up Saturday night. So, you know, I forgot who exactly it is that they're playing, but I do remember.
They're playing the Dodgers.
The Dodgers, right. That man, hey, yeah. I ain't going to do it. My co-host is right on time. But anyway.
It's your birthday. Best co-host ever, birthday boy.
That's what's up. So I think that game, that series, not just one game, the series between the Giants and the Dodgers is going to tell us a lot. I believe that's going to tell us a lot. And I'm going by wild cards, you know, playoff end games and all of that. That's going to tell us a whole hell of a lot. Listen, I know y'all think, you know, well, they talk sports, is their show, they have to make it interesting. I'm telling y'all, this baseball second half of the season is going to be so interesting because the only thing we know for sure is somebody's going to stumble, somebody's going to rise. But who?
Because I'm telling you, the who is going to surprise everybody. We're going to be like, no, he's, oh, man, dang it. I thought he was going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's going to be.
I thought it was their year. I thought it was this team's year.
Yes.
You know, I was ready to don my such and such colors and rep this and rep that, and I can't even do it.
Mm-mm.
But hey, you know, I guess that's the beauty of your team being out of it early because I am an enthused spectator. I just want to see some good baseball now. You know, I don't have the and don't get me wrong. I would love to be having the woes and the ups and downs and the agonies that come with your team being in it, but you know, I'm cool with things as is. You know what I mean? I'm cool with it being what it is. But I'm telling you guys, pay heavy attention because, like Tree said, but who? But who? Who's going to be that team to turn it around? Who's going to be that team that falls short? Who's going to be that dark horse coming out of nowhere? You know?
Yeah.
But you know what? Here's the crazy thing, right? Like the Yankees and the Dodgers are in first place. Now Juan DeSoto of the Nationals, right? He can go to one of them. He can go there today or tomorrow. You know, the Nationals could say, you know what? He's not going to stay with us. Hey, let's trade him to the Yankees or the Dodgers today if they want to.
Yep.
He ain't going to stay with us.
Rather,
well, that's crazy.
I'd rather not.
Steve, I'm serious.
We
put that bad juju in the AFC.
Everybody and their mother know in the DMV that he was going to Philly. Everybody knew that. And everybody knows, especially me, from the DMV, know he's going to go to the Yankees or
the Dodgers. Yeah.
Everybody know that.
Yeah.
I could bet my life on that.
You didn't even let me introduce you, Tang. I'm about to mute him again.
I didn't even know I was on. I promise.
Welcome to the
corner, bro. Agreeing with somebody.
Hey, look. What's up, Miss T? Hey, happy born day, big bro. May God bless you with many more, man. Much love and respect always. Yes, sir.
I appreciate that, bro. Thank you.
And look, hey Steve, you're not getting old. You becoming a wise man. That's what it is. Becoming a wise man.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure you knew that.
Not after that.
And look, right?
Solo.
Nah, but I know what y'all are saying, but I'm gonna tell y'all something. I heard that the other day from somebody, man, that really know that baseball too, and that's why I said what I just said, becoming a wise man. He know what he's talking about. I don't want to talk about it either, big bro. But I'm telling you, it's going to be either them Dodgers or them Yankees that's going to grab him. Because them the only ones that have the money to grab him.
No, that's we got the money. Come on, don't do that. We got money.
Miss T, last week, I ain't want to get into it with you because last week when I said the Dodgers and the Yankees, you know, you just went off the cliff on me for a minute, so I'm gonna leave it alone. But I like what you said earlier about Dusty Baker, because when Dusty Baker was here, I always had some love for him for a long time when he left. So I would like for Houston to win it for Dusty Baker this year if they do get in there to win it. And I didn't know that they had the same record as the Yankees, but now that you said that, I believe they could be, because they always up there in the race with them, with everybody.
Yeah. All of them got the same record. The Yankees and the Dodgers, all of them. I believe Houston's going to be in there.
And if they win it, I hope so.
All I'm going to say is the people who believe in Dusty Baker are Charlie Brown. And Dusty Baker is Lucy holding the damn football. And every time you run and get close, he snatches that damn football back. Every time. I love Dusty Baker. I truly love Dusty Baker. But and you know what, Tank? That's a good point. He does wear his out. And everywhere except for here with the Nationals, he didn't wear the pitches out. And it still turns around to bit him in the iron part. And our manager came back the very next year and won with the same guys, that Dusty Baker could not get the job done with. I love Dusty. I admire Dusty. Dusty is going to go in the Baseball Hall of Fame in my book. But when it comes down to that, it's a black cat or cloud or whatever you want to call it hanging over Dusty and the organizations that he's working for. That's what it is. That's just what it is. You got to call a spade, y'all. Come on, 57.
Well, we can only do that. We got to wait till he retire. When he retire, if that's his record, you know what I'm saying, then that's what it is. But until he retires, he still got a chance. Just
yeah,
like everybody else, he still got a chance. So
true,
even though
we can
the
only
black
talk
cat
about
always...
What it, we can
ahead,
only
sorry.
Talk about what has happened. We can only talk
exactly.
about what has happened, right? And
exactly.
that's what I'm speaking of, the things that have happened. It's just a black
that's
cat,
true.
Man.
Yeah.
It's just a black cat.
And what's up? What's up, Lou? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay.
No, it's 57 on now.
Oh, what's up,
57?
Hey, what's up, everybody? I have to agree with what everybody's been saying, with what I've been listening to. I really like what Steve had to say because that's a make sense type of trade for Soto and the two teams that he would end up going to. I really think that the Dodgers probably got the inside track because he got a lot of people out there. But I don't know what's going on with the learners right now, man. I don't know why they're playing games with Soto. They know they want to get rid of him. They know they're trying to sell their interest in the team. So I don't know why they're doing the things that they're doing to him right now. But
because they're looking at it like the more we get for him, the more that we obtain for Soto, we can put that in with the selling of our portion of the team. So, you know, I mean, it's the difference of, oh, yeah, I'm selling with two first-round picks or I'm selling with four first-round picks, players from the farm system and all this. Because they do want a hell of a lot for him. But he's worth it.
They're supposed to want a whole lot for him. Right now, I mean, right after Judge and a couple of other guys on the Yankees team, he's the one with the bat. They're supposed to want a lot for him. But that contract
mm-hmm.
that they offered him, to me, it's just my personal opinion, it was lopsided. You know, and they had it heavily in their favor, you know. If you want to just get rid of the team, sell the team, offer the guy an extension, sell your team and let the other team
mm-hmm.
pick up the extension, you know.
Right.
But don't be playing games with a guy like this. And as far as Dusty Baker goes, Dusty Baker is the Pat Riley of baseball before Pat Riley got down to Miami and they started winning. He can get you to the mountain, but he can't get you to the top for some reason. He just makes, like you said, he makes bad decisions in crunch time.
Right. Yeah, he does.
It ain't me.
And then to come out and say, well, I'd like to see what they're going to do with Kershaw come the second round. Man, nobody's taking above the second round. We're trying to win right now. How can you say, when Dusty Baker said that, I knew he was getting fired. I knew he was getting fired when he said that because it was like, dude, what do you think about the second round for? And you're not even out of the first. Why are you bringing up the second round?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's crazy, man, crazy. But I, nonetheless, I like Dusty personally, as a manner, a manager for the things he did in the neighborhood. And I saw this personally. There wasn't a little kid walking by Dusty Baker that he didn't have a conversation for or with, you know, and he was this big iconic baseball figure who had no problem taking time to speak to the next generation. And I for one admired that.
If Dusty, like Sis was saying, earlier, if Dusty was to leave here, God forbid, today or tomorrow, his place in Cooperstown is solidified either as a player or a coach.
Yep.
He was great as a player.
Yeah.
And he's coached long enough. He's been to the World Series with a team that he coached.
Mm-hmm.
He just hasn't done it lately. That's
mm-hmm.
all, you know. But his record as a coach and a player has earned him enough to go to the Hall of Fame either way.
That's why
he's
still coaching.
I agree. I agree 100% on that. I really do. Now, I know he don't have nothing to say about this, but I'm going to bring him on anyway. What's up, Darius?
What's up with you? How everybody doing?
What's up,
Darius?
I'd like to say happy birthday, Kale. And I wish us plenty more batteries. Yeah, I wish us plenty more batteries. Whereas though
not
I'm always
tough.
Winning. But you know, it's all good.
I can't.
You would.
Hey, listen.
I'm wishing for 20 more good games, whoever. Guess what? Hey, you know, give me a good sport, a good match to watch, and I'm just as satisfied. Put one of my teams in it, and look at it. And
okay.
If we win, Darius is not allowed. Hey, listen, I got people with your picture, dog. They push it on every edge of the boat, from the stern to the rear. We got people pushing that dude. Hey, look, there's going to be some folks that look like Darius that don't get on that boat. But, hey.
Oh, man.
You should have cut off the cornrows. You should have took your glasses off. You can't get on.
Hey, happy birthday, Kale.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I understand some of the answers he's been giving us on the podcast now. He's getting old, bro.
So am I.
Oh, listen,
right. And,
congratulations, though, bro.
I'm 15, so therefore, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm only 15.
I know that's right.
I'm only 15.
I hear you.
You're only 15.
I hear you, bro. Stay there as long as you can.
He should have been there earlier.
Uh-oh.
All right, go ahead, sis. My man, 007. Listen. 007, I could not wait to see you on the call tonight, because I must ask you, do you sit around all day trying to find memes and pictures and stuff like that on Facebook? Because between you and Marcus, 007 and Marcus, I'm trying to tell you, them bammers had me laughing just about all day. Do you hear me? Everything they was posting and saying on social media within the group, the Kale's Corner group, and it was just like, wow, these bammers be lucky for real. Marcus put up a meme, y'all, real quick, of an old lady blowing out her candle, and when she went to blow, all her false teeth fell out. And I'm telling you, that was the funniest meme I've ever seen. But anyway, back to baseball. What say you, 007? I'm saying look out for a Yankee Dodger World Series. Lady T said, don't sleep on the Giants. They're one of those teams that are in striking range. 57, did you say your World Series prediction?
No, I didn't.
I think it could probably be between the Yankees and San Francisco, or the I think San Diego has a chance, but I don't think the Dodgers are going to make it. San Diego's start making their move right before the All-Star game.
Yeah.
They start playing better.
People won like 8 games in a row?
Yeah.
Can I start off with what y'all was talking about earlier with Soto, right?
I saw
a vision where, though, he could go to Philly and get Bryce Harper back down here. This is a hypothetical thing that I was reading earlier.
Yes.
Going up
there. That's a clown vision, bro. That's a cloud vision, bro. Bryce Harper don't want nothing to do with the DMV again, man.
No.
He doesn't want anything to do with this area.
And if you're
selling
your team, you're not going to give up a $400 million man for a $400 million man.
No,
makes no sense.
I mean, I'm telling y'all what I read, but me personally, I think Soto or Scott Boris, the scout agent, he wants to, you know, say Soto to be the first $500 million man, and that could possibly let him stay here in D.C. if they sign him to $500 million deal. I mean, they up, you know, his deal, Bryce Harper's deal up there, 13 years, $400 something million, and they offering Soto the same thing. But they offered Bryce Harper 3 years ago.
His
was 13 years.
No, his extension, y'all. His will be more than $500 million because he signed an extension will for make his salary $555 million.
Exactly.
So it's be more.
Yes.
And
Bronny and Steve talking at the same
money.
Time.
That's
okay.
Yeah, that's Bronny and Steve.
Okay. Okay.
But I'm telling y'all, it would make no sense for Philly. First of all, Philly would be excellent with both of them, Soto and Harper.
For real.
But it makes no sense. Yeah. It makes no sense for them to just pay Harper this money and then deal him away. Especially to the team where, I mean, come on, y'all. He got choked by his teammate here. He was choked by his teammate. He was.
Oh yeah, John the Pepperbomb.
He's not here.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. These colors bring back visions. You know what I'm saying? Going in that same locker room, that same dugout, they bring out feelings. Go ahead, Pete.
The reports are the learners are trying to dump the team. They don't want, they're not going to go for no high price contracts for anybody. They want to get rid of the team. So it might happen if it was somebody else, but they can't do it. And Philly cannot absorb Juan Soto because they spent all that money to get Bryce Harper. They're top heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Soto can only, like Tang said earlier, Steve or Tang, one of them, there's only two teams out there that can say, we'll take him right now, and that's the Yankees and the Dodgers.
It's another team, though. Another team.
Who?
Seattle Mariners.
We can take San Fran. Seattle
Mariners is
the – well, Seattle might be able to get him. I don't think he'll go to San Francisco, sis.
I don't either.
Yeah.
He won't be able to go to Seattle. Sienna Mariners.
No,
you know,
no, I didn't think about
like
money, but I don't know what their price cap is. Yeah, you're right, man.
They're a small market in Seattle, so I don't think
exactly.
they'll be able to do that. They'll be over there signing a careful deal. I mean, they're lucky.
And at the end of the day, if you're going to be traded, you're going to be traded to more of a the closest thing that you can get to a sure thing. And can we say that about Seattle? Can we say that about Seattle? No. But we can say that about the Yankees. We can say that about the Mets. We can say that
and
about
the Dodgers.
You know? So, I mean, you don't get traded to go to a team where you have to possibly do more work than where you came from. You know what I mean?
But not when your resume looks like that.
And especially when your resume looks like that. Especially when you're – and let's not forget, the Bama just won the home run derby with the longest ball hit, the longest home run hit.
Right.
So,
and
to some that might be, oh, come on, man, he was being thrown lollipops. Everybody in the home run derby were being thrown lollipops. And he still mustered up enough strength to get that ball the furthest distance. So, you know, I'm not going to be one that poo-poos on me. I'm not going to be one to say, oh, and slight that and ignore it. No, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that at all. That is something that goes on that man's impressive resume. His already impressive resume, and we can't take that from him. So, yeah, Dodgers, Yankees, Mets. Go ahead.
I know one thing that he should not go to. He shouldn't go to the Los Angeles Angels. You know, they overload with Mount Trout and Rendon. They owed a lot of money to them. They owe like $88 million between the two of them this year. So I know I know Soto going to them is canceled.
Yeah. But they not even going to mess around with them. Again, you want to go somewhere. You want to go somewhere where you don't really you can be a piece, not the whole piece. You know what I'm saying? You want to go somewhere where okay, they already have this and that and that and this, and not to say he's looking to hide, but the cameras won't be on him.
Uh-oh.
His phone. Come back to the phone. Can you hear us, Kale?
Are we still here?
I'm still here.
Okay.
There you go.
So you know what I said? Oh, you back, Kale?
He's right there. There you go.
The first couple of weeks of that trade, we may hear Juan Soto. But once things get back to normal and the guys who've always been doing the heavy lifting with those teams, the Dodgers, the Mets, or the Yankees, they'll go back to reporting those guys and talking about those guys. That's what you want in a trade. Like I said, not necessarily hiding, but he won't be the main story. He goes to Seattle. Who else is out there for real?
What
else? Who else is out there? Seriously,
they
got Rodriguez out there.
Yeah.
Mm. Almost won the home run derby Monday night. He's out there. Seattle got a good team that they're building up. Yeah, that's where he's at. They got a good team.
He's out there for trade.
He's not for trade. He said who else they got out there.
Kale
asked who else they got out there, and I'm like, they got Rodriguez out there. Somebody else for Soto to play with. But what we got to remember is Soto just finished. Soto been playing in the Washington, D.C. market. We're not the biggest, but we're one of the best markets to be in when it comes to sports. So when he goes somewhere, you go to Seattle. The problem with Seattle is that it's so far away. It's so far up there that sometimes I forget Seattle's even in the league if I don't hear anything about it. Hey,
you know, and little 57, check it
out. Eric says he's going to miss Juan Soto because he's the only star power on the team. He says it's a shame it's about money.
Yep.
Man, Scott Boras. That's Scott Boras.
Yes, sir.
He said, and he is young and a champion. I love that. I love the kid. I think it's... Damn. And yeah, I think us.
Your phone going in and out.
Recharge your battery. Or something.
Okay. Can you guys hear me?
No, now we can.
Yeah.
Now we can.
Okay.
All
right. Like 57 has said on numerous occasions tonight, the young man is the learners are trying to dunk. It's a fire sale. Do you guys remember the movie Major League? You remember when the owner of the team was trying everything she could do to get rid of every asset on the team? Well, that is what the learners are doing now. They're trying everything they could possibly do to get rid of anything and anyone of value here. with this Nationals team. So
we can
pretty much book it. Solo's gone.
Yeah, Patrick Corbin got to go too. Shoot. If Juan Soto go, he go too.
Whoa.
If Juan Soto go, Patrick Corbin need to go too.
Okay.
Yup.
Well,
I get it.
I ain't mad at it.
He said, yup. All right, Joe.
They stopped bringing this team up right after the World Series. They won the World Series. They stopped selling this team off.
Yup.
I'm going to say this. We have seen this with numerous baseball teams. The Yankees are the only ones that win and want to repeat with that same team.
We did it.
San Francisco?
Yeah.
Did y'all win with that team?
Yeah,
y'all won back to back?
Yeah, they did.
Three times.
That's when the Panda Express.
Panda Express. Big Panda. She was a thorn in my side, bro. Yeah,
big thorn
in my side.
That was a fun team. That's how it goes
when you have real baseball owners. When you have real baseball owners, the owners are what? Real estate people. They make their money on real estate.
Real estate group.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, I mean, let's all get the grip of reality here. Them dudes had
Don't
something
give the
good.
Learners a hard time, though.
But that's a great
they saved baseball here in D.C., because baseball wouldn't have been here if it hadn't been for the learners. The learners was the only one that had the money that could afford to bring the team back, and they did it. But they were in over their heads. They were in over their heads. Now they're trying to get rid of
I'm asking you, if they were in over their heads, did they really have the money to do it? If they were in
I
over
think
their
when
heads?
The learners,
think,
they had a lot
they
of people that
head.
Invested. They would have... Okay, they had a lot of teams, people that invested with them. They were just the majority investors in the
team. Right.
When it started out.
I think like what 57 said, they were just trying to bring baseball back to D.C. They didn't really expect for them to win no championship that fast. And when all that hit them, like you said, you can see how it's folding. When all that hit them, they was like, dang, we won a championship. All right. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't expect for that to happen, man. And
yeah,
they wanted to bring the team anyway. They just wanted to bring the team back, bring baseball back to D.C. And then they playing, like you say, they real estate.
Right.
They probably was going to get out anyway. It's just that the championship came so fast that it's like, damn, the learners, why y'all leave it down after you won the championship? But we don't know. In their mind, they probably was leaving. They probably like, man, we didn't know no championship was going to come that fast.
Yeah, we making money move.
That fast.
But two years prior to that championship, you had Bryce Harper, who was, he was at the bottom of the ninth, could have hit a home run, could have moved to the next round. Then you have Dave Martinez that's taking place on Dusty Rose, go 82-80.
Dusty Rose.
I said Dusty Rose.
You thinking about
the American Dream?
It's American Dream mistake.
Dusty Baker.
Getting stronger and stronger.
Step away from the Marlboro.
You need to have one. I think so too.
I want to hear what Ertz has to say. Because I heard you three times say, Ertz said, what is it that Ertz has to say?
He said, I wish they could wait until off-season to trade Juan Soto. At least have a reason to root for the home team. But the market is now for teams pushing for a chip.
Giving them now, you have to give them now so it don't interfere for the next season.
That's what he said. He said the market is now, and they're going to have to sell them now to push for the chip.
Yeah. Like he's saying, he wished in the perfect world, it would be. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I can understand. I agree with him. I wish that they wasn't either, but, you know, it is what
it
is.
I wish I wasn't in this position.
All right, y'all.
New York,
563-999-3782, 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
It's not complete. The other shoe has to drop. There's something else going on. behind the scenes. I don't know if we're going to try to trade and get someone, but I'm kind of softened on the what's the young brother name from Utah? The guard.
Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah. Yeah. Word is he only 6'1".
That sounds like a better person to get right there than them other two names you named, Cap.
I don't know about
what's my man name? The big boy. Yeah, man.
I'm talking about as far as like role players that come off the bench, because that's what the Philly's problem is, the bench.
Yeah, man. But he got an attitude problem. Man. I don't know how he gonna mess, man. He got an attitude problem to me, man.
I don't think Doc's the right person for him. Are we talking about Davion Mitchell, the one that played for the Kings?
No, Donovan
Mitchell for Utah.
And I was talking
Donovan
about
Mitchell ain't coming
Boogie
off
Cousins.
The bench nowhere.
No.
You're talking about Boogie Cousins.
Yeah.
Oh, Boogie coming off the bench.
Yeah. Yeah. What I'm saying is either we're gonna try to trade for a big name that's available, or we're just gonna get a couple pieces just to help off the bench. That's all.
I think it's reported too that Mitchell trade is already sealed. Nobody don't know where he's going though, but I think it's already a done deal wherever he's going.
It's probably the Knicks got all those first round picks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
from what I've seen, it was 5 first round picks. Obi Toppin, Evan Fournier, and one more person I can't think of. But
they sent Toppin?
That's what I've seen.
But let me tell y'all something though. You know why Obi Toppin is expendable now? The man name is Cam Sims. Have y'all seen him?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think Cam Sims.
With the little bush.
Snatching everything his way and dunking harder than ever.
Since you're talking about free agents and signings, let's go over the top 5. It's LaMarcus Aldridge with the Brooklyn Nets, unrestricted. Carmelo Anthony with the Lakers, unrestricted. Montrezl Harrell with the Hornets. Excuse me?
No, I was saying they should go back in the house and sit down. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought my phone was...
Montrezl Harrell with the Hornets, unrestricted. Dennis Schroeder with Houston, unrestricted. And Colin Sexton with Cleveland, restricted. The only restricted guy on this list. And I'm going to start by saying I hope, like hell, my Wizards go back and relook this Montrezl Harrell thing. I really hope they do.
He might not even be playing this year, man.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh,
nah,
yeah.
He
did be playing.
I'm just telling you what they're going to do. I feel you, it's for weed. But them 20 P's out in Kentucky, they're going to do something about that.
Yeah.
They're going to hit him with a fine and possible suspension. And if he does community service,
that's why I say he might not play.
It'll be down there in Charlotte. Well, no. Community service.
If he gets suspended
playing basketball,
he gets suspended.
The NBA doesn't have a marijuana policy.
Exactly. NBA doesn't have a marijuana clause, bro.
We're gonna see what Kentucky got for him. I ain't talking, and that's what I said at the beginning.
Some of that bluegrass.
I said we're gonna see what Kentucky got for him. Exactly.
Exactly.
We all know any opportunity to get money these young players, the states are going to take full advantage. So
yep.
I'm not even mad at Kentucky. But give that man his fine and let him move on, man. Because that's what it's going
it's
to end
about,
up being.
That's what the court system about, big bro. It's about taking your money
mm-hmm.
and taking your time. They going to do that. They're going to prolong
that's
his. They're going to prolong his. He's a star, an NBA star. He's not me and you that just got caught with 20. That's going to be all right in 6 months and not going to be nothing. They're going to prolong it because of who he is.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, he might not play next year, bro.
They're going to drag
him. They're
going
to drag him, then they're going to take him to court.
Hey, man, look at Deshaun Watson. This stuff was supposed to have been over with last year. We thought we was going to see that man play. He might not even play again this year.
Deshaun Watson are stronger Chargers, man. Then
I know what you're saying.
But they still ain't. Look, this thing's been out there for over a year now, bro. This guy should have been in court. They decide, this guy just spending money on lawyers. They draining
him. I'm telling you what they're going to do, man.
They're
going to get all the money out of him. That's what the court system does.
It hasn't been a year. It only been four months.
He didn't play a whole last season, sis. Remember?
Yes, he did.
He didn't play it all last season.
Harrell.
No, he didn't.
Montrezl Harrell
played.
No, he did.
No,
Harrell
played for the
Wizards. I was talking about Watson. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
My bad.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, you good, Pittsburgh?
Thanks, bro.
Harrell played last year. Watson didn't. And I understand what you're saying, Tank, and I know just as well as you do, y'all. When it comes to the court system, they going to drag that zone out as long as possible to get all
keep
the
keep on
money
trying to humiliate that man over
from.
Some weed.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Stay here in D.C., man.
Stuff that they legalize, they going to drag it through the mud. Watch what I tell you.
Yes,
just because
right.
of who he is.
Well, it's legalized, but there's a certain amount you can't go over, and you can't have it packaged in certain ways, you know. So, yes, it's legalized, but there's still some illegal properties with it. You know what I'm saying?
Like his bag for distribution. You're right about that. And I hope he ain't do that. That's what I hope he ain't do.
Nah. I hope he ain't do that either.
He had it all in one big trash bag. Let's hope.
He did it all, really.
I got an inside joke. Listen, it's personal
you know
use. Them boys smoke weed all year, all day. My friend Brunson, whose son who just signed with the Knicks, when Brunson was with the Portland Trailblazers, back then, Damon Stoudemire, for some reason, he left his door open and his alarm went off. And y'all might remember this. And they ran in his house and found all his weed in the closet.
All
personal use. They ain't trying to buy it from the cook because they travel. You know, they travel on their own private plane. So, you know, they'd rather that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you see, here's the difference, though, bro. If he had it packaged up and broken down into smaller bags, and looked like it was ready to go, ready to sell, he going to jail for distribution.
Oh, yeah.
That's 20 pounds.
But I thought if he had it like that, because I'm telling you, all that was for him. He was buying it for the year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he could say. If, yeah, you
that's right.
This.
But it
I'm
was
serious.
For him, though.
I would be like, look,
I agree
I
with
this
you.
For
yeah.
the year. This is for the, a
yeah.
year's supply. I do it once a year. And I try to get it and get home as quick as possible.
Yep.
But this don't happen. Y'all
want to be out there in the street. Tell me about it.
Exactly.
Or my plane
exactly.
coming in.
Yeah.
Exactly, T. Imagine how many times he done made that run and y'all didn't catch him. You know what I mean? And the sad part about it, that's what it's going to boil down to. You don't pay for the time that you got caught. You pay for all the time they think you did it and didn't get caught. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So
you ain't lying.
But you know, I say that in thinking, you know, weed is legal in his profession. He can do it. Weed is legal in almost every state throughout the United States. His home. When we look at it, yes, he broke the amount that you're supposed to have rule. Hopefully, and we don't know because this haven't been disclosed yet. Hopefully, he hasn't broken down like it was for distribution, as 57 brought to our attention. You know, but at the same time, it's kind of a catch 22 to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a catch 22 to me because I can use it. I won't be punished by my job. It's not in conflict with the state that I live in. You know, y'all just caught me going to get my own personal. You know, that and that's like finding a good dry cleaner. And you take all your stuff to the dry cleaner. You know what I'm saying? And you coming back from the dry cleaner and they're telling you, hey, you can't have this many coats, this many shirts and pants, you know, coming from that dry cleaner. You know, and to these NBA players, that you know, to us that sounds simple and crazy, but to these NBA players, it's just that simple. They're like, what are we getting in trouble over something like this for? You know, why?
But what if it was something that was an ongoing thing? And it was something that they set him up because he could have been supplying some people out there that we don't even know about. We don't know what
really. Exactly.
This is true.
You know what I'm saying? That's why we ain't seen the paper report yet. We got to see what really happened to really know
exactly.
What happened.
Here's another thing, too, Tang. What if he caught up in some three-state thing? If that's the case, then the feds going to get a hold of that. Then it's going to be another. We don't know what's going on right now because they ain't really told us nothing.
Yeah.
And nobody said the last word. Why he couldn't send somebody to go get it?
Exactly.
Right.
Why he couldn't go send somebody
with enough money?
Can I say something?
I disagree. Hold on, guys. One second. I disagree with one thing, 57. I think if it was some type of sting or something like that, I believe that would have been major news. If it was something over a three-state territory, that would have been a part of the report. That would have been major news.
Oh,
they
would
have put that out there. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Darren.
They hold a lot of stuff back from us that we don't know about.
Yeah. I was just about to get back to the original question. I was about to say, if y'all was to meet anybody, I feel like it would – out of the people you named, I feel like y'all should have grabbed like the Colin Sexton kid, a point guard that's a competitor. At the one, he's better than any point guard on y'all roster right now. I seen him go it was 3-5 in college, and he battled to the end. He ain't stopped playing.
Coming off a knee injury, though, coming off a major knee injury.
Who they gonna have at point guard? Morris?
He's
as a
going
starter?
Now.
Who is the point guard?
Yeah. So they gotta get somebody.
I haven't seen Morris.
Oh, no, they
as
Monte
a starter.
Morris. They got Monte Morris and they got what's the other guy y'all got? Will Barton.
Will Barton, not a point guard, but I haven't
no,
seen
he's not a,
I haven't seen Monte Morris as a starting point guard in this league. I haven't seen him be that type of guy. I've seen him coming off the bench for the years he's been playing. I've seen him in college. I've seen him in the NBA. He's a competitor. He's just like Westbrook with a jump shot. With defense.
Okay.
That's
seriously rooting for Georgetown players this year.
That's the name that players really don't want to be attached to, man.
Attachment, though, Kale.
I'm just saying, he's like Westbrook as a competitor. Like, if you see him play, he's giving you 110 every time he touches that court. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm
talking about the negative
Westbrook. Every time. But see, that's the media.
Yeah,
Man.
Go ahead, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to go get anybody. No, yeah, I was listening to you. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying
that's
that
what
we've been getting,
bro. Anybody.
On. Yeah, they got that Westbrook narrative going on, man. Westbrook, man,
yeah.
If he was white, he'd be the greatest ever to play.
Yeah.
Hey, I got one question. I got one question. Are they putting it on Westbrook, or has Westbrook prepared this cake and put it in the oven himself?
No. They're putting it on him because
they're putting it on him.
Anthony Davis didn't show up all year. They don't mention his name at all. They keep talking about Westbrook. Westbrook played every game, whether he was hurt, banged up. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Gave him everything. The opposite of Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
He went to Dallas, too. Then he went to Dallas.
I mean, they don't put the blame where it's supposed to be half the time.
I agree with you.
They just pick out people and crucify them all the way down to nothing.
I agree with that, but at the same time, if you look at Westbrook, how he played, they was giving this man open jump shots. They was letting him shoot. He was the worst.
Yeah.
He had the worst percentage in every form of shooting the basketball, laying it up, dunking, mid-range threes. He was last in every single category. And then if you look at him,
and
then
he had a bad year. He had a bad year.
Yeah, bad year. He can't shoot.
No, you can have a bad year. That's cool. But if you're not even rotating on defense.
Trace, please do me a favor and write this July 21st. At 6:14, DMV Kale and Darius agree.
Birthday.
DMV Kale. On Kale's birthday, DMV Kale and Darius agree. I'm telling y'all,
agree?
Darius just said. Yes. Everything Darius just said. Westbrook was left. It was time when people didn't even look his way to play defense on him. And he still missed shots.
And average almost 18, though, bro. He still almost averaged 18 with a poor year.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
How many attempts?
I don't know, but he was available to play.
Okay. Well, if you're just
showing up to work every day, that ain't cutting it. Sometimes you can show up to work and fall asleep on the job.
So you're telling me I show up to work every day, but I'm still averaging 18, but the cat y'all gave, the cat that y'all really counting on, Davis, don't show up, and he don't get the blame. Come on, bro.
When you look at it like that, you got to look at potential. Davis is still young.
I wonder why the Pelicans got rid of Anthony Davis.
Potential. You can't get rid of Anthony Davis. He's the future. He's the youngest one out of all of them.
Anthony
he ain't got
Davis
no availability.
He can't stay here. He can't stay on the floor, bro.
They got rid of Davis because LeBron wanted him.
I think the Pelicans knew. When LeBron got him, he won a ring with LeBron.
He won a ring, yeah.
He won a ring.
I'm going to say the same thing I normally say, that truncated season.
Hold on, bro. Hold on.
The strike season.
Everybody was striking. It wasn't like they was the only one striking. Yeah, I hate when people do that.
Yeah,
like,
you right, sir.
Like,
I know
you're
going
to say that. They
wasn't
in the bubble. Hold on, like he wasn't in the bubble. Everybody was in the bubble. They wasn't in the bubble by themselves.
Okay, that's why I ain't counting it. They was on the bubble. They was on walls playing.
They
won, they got it. They put it on their
standing. They were the last team standing.
Yep.
I don't care how, what circumstances under it, they were the last team standing. So all that bubble stuff, okay, whatever. Well, guess what? That bubble gave Anthony Davis a year a parlay time, a break, so to speak. And we still can't say what did Anthony Davis have to do with Westbrook missing wide open dunks?
Because he had to take more shots because if Davis wasn't there, it would be a threat.
Exactly,
man. So it was
nobody
else
on the more
truth,
low.
It was
he's
nobody
a senior ball player, bro. He's a senior ball
shot.
Player.
Then LeBron
can't rely on him like that.
I'm just asking a question, fellas. There was no one else on the team to take those shots. It had to be on Westbrook.
So Westbrook had to do it. So they put it all on Westbrook. And then when they couldn't win, They put the problems on Westbrook.
Right. Yep.
That man was fat.
Well, heavy is the head to wear the crown.
And the Wizards wouldn't have made the playoffs.
He didn't go there to wear the crown.
He led the Wizards to the playoffs the year before.
Yep, exactly.
The only thing that man did was get his Oscar Robertson on. That's all he did.
Hey, look.
That's all he did.
Everybody
was
He became more interested in his personal stats. That's basically what you're saying, right?
Is that fact or opinion, sir?
I mean, that's fact. That's fact. Because if
Skip Baylor said that. Come on, y'all.
I ain't going on Skip. I don't even watch them shows.
I see what I see. I see what I see. He's getting this Oscar Robertson on. Those who don't know who Oscar Robertson is.
But when you say Oscar Robertson, what do you mean, bruh?
He's the first triple-double king. That's what I mean by that. He played with the same guy that played with the Cincinnati Royals from back in the days. Come on, you're older than me, right?
Yeah, we know him. No. I'm just saying, when you say Oscar Robertson, what are you alluding to?
Because Oscar Robertson was a great player. He's getting his triple-double on. That's all he was concerned about, getting his triple-double on.
I don't think that was just it, man.
So how did
he get thrust into a position. He was thrust into a position. That he did not ask for.
How many people do that? How many people do that? If it was that easy.
Hey, look. If I come to you to play catcher, and all of a sudden you want me to play catcher, pitcher, and coach the team, you can play.
Hey, Dooper, you're on the road today. I like you.
Well, Magic Johnson had to take Kareem Abdul-Jabbar ball place at center. So. What's your point, sir?
He knew before that game he had to do that. Didn't nobody say, hey, Magic, the game has started. We need you to go to center now.
Don't remind me of that one, please, y'all. Westbrook knew
that his role would increase when Anthony Davis went down. He didn't.
I agree.
When he went down, though. But when he signed that contract, he didn't think that he was going to go there to be the star. He had to be the man to hold the team up. That's why he left here, because he had to be the man to hold the team up. So he went out there to get some relief, and everybody went down.
Let's have a real eyes look at this situation, y'all. He went out with a player labeled the king, right, who is a little longer in his tooth in basketball years, right? You're telling me that he didn't have expectations upon himself, that it was just the crowd, the people, the fans, the media that had expectations upon him? Is that what we're saying?
You're making it sound small. Kale.
Yeah.
But not only did he go out there with King James, Carmelo Anthony, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, he went out there to a loaded team.
Yes, sir.
All of them were supposed to be there. He went to a loaded team, then all of them got hurt.
And
then it was on him.
7.5 points, 7.5 rebounds.
So can you explain why LeBron James
coming off the bench?
Yeah.
Can you explain why LeBron James and Russell Westbrook was spread apart, all the way apart from each other?
Because that's where they didn't come together. The media wave across the room at a friend. Hey, man, what's happening? I'll be over there when I can.
Reese and I have gone to the movies and we're driving two different vehicles and she gets on one side of the theater and I'm on the other. And it ain't until I say, Reese, 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 come. And then we connect. So that I believe that was the media putting something into that, because I mean look at what they were saying. Well, when LeBron was trying to get Westbrook to come here, they was all up under each other. They was around each other all the time. Not bringing up the fact that most of the places that they arrived together. They
right.
were one. They came together. So that's just the media doing that media thing. Don't get caught up.
I agree. Exactly.
I agree.
You know.
Did y'all talk about football already?
Right.
Was that too late for that?
No, sir. We get ready to go into it right now. Perfect segue. 563-999-3782. Hey, listen.
What's up?
Listen, y'all. The whole point of this last conversation, when you look at the cup, be it half full, half empty, it still got water in it. That's all I want to say about that. That's that my...
Hey. I feel like you're trying to tell me how to feel.
I'm back. Get up off of that thing. And dance with you better. Get up off of that thing. And dance with you. Sing it now. Get up off of that thing.
Get up off of that thing.
Dance with you better. Get up off of that thing. Try to leave that pressure. Get up off of that thing.
They trying to release the pressure, man. They trying to release that pressure. You know, Raiders, well, actually, we're going to start here. We're going to start here and get it over with. Can we do that, Tree? Can we go here first? Okay. 49ers and wide receiver Debo Samuel.
Oh, I know
you're
going in.
I know you was going in. So when James Brown on the deal.
You do that
you
every podcast,
bro.
I love that.
You know.
So y'all rocking and rolling.
Thank you, Doc. For those of y'all who don't know, this is the honorable Washington retired. I ain't going to say X. I'm going to say Washington retired.
No, it's X. It's watched up.
You broke
all it's everything. It's everything that's former, over, washed up.
What's up, D.O.? No,
man. Hey, baby, it's all good, man.
Mr. Walker,
it's all good. I'm just grooving off it, man. I'm glad to be here, man. How y'all doing?
We all right.
What's happening with you,
brother? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm about to go out and light me up a cigar and I got some clients coming over to Tower Club, and we just getting ready for preseason, man. They done messed up, man. They done put the boy back on the tube for preseason, so I'm finna tear this thing up.
Uh-oh.
There
you go.
Don't tell nobody.
I done lit my cigar already, Doc, so you better catch up.
Yeah, man. No. I'm already done.
Cigar you lit up.
Yeah,
I hope there wasn't a victory cigar you lit up, Doc.
No, it ain't yet. I'm sitting here working on player boards, man. I'm trying to find out who all these people are. I'm finna turn this thing up. And
that first game against
the preseason, I got three preseason games. I'll be over at the park Wednesday. They start that training camp. And I'm going to see some pads on. I'm tired of seeing all this lingerie Olympics.
Go.
I'm ready to see some contact.
everybody's trying to look pretty, huh, Doc?
Yeah, man. They talking about they working out, playing catch. I don't need none of that. I need to see some people in full gear
going out there going after people. And so they done messed up, man. And they that door opened. I jumped up in there, and we got three of them, three preseason games. And so it'll be on the NBC broadcast here. So I don't know what Joe T. I don't know what happened with Joe T. Something happened with them, and he got a gig doing something else. I go, good. So now we can turn up the volume. I'm finna tear this thing up.
I know that's
so what's
right.
your emotional investment in this team this year, Doc?
Well, I've only seen one practice. Well, I'm a quarterback, O-line, D-line guy. And so we got two new guards, Noel. These guys have played in Carolina for Ron and McKissick, who's the offensive line coach. And so the way I'm looking at it on paper, because we got a guy who has shown he had a brain fart in Indianapolis, but he still was better than anybody we've had since Kirk Cousins. So I'm looking at this offensive line front with Leno and Noel. Our starting center is still recovering. He might end up on the pup list, Rouye. Tyson Larson, they expect him to start. They got Trey Turner from Pittsburgh and Sam Cosby. John Bates is healthy. And so I'm waiting to see. I heard great things. I saw Jahan Dotson looks good. Our receivers will be the best that we've had, the four, McLaurin, Dommy Brown, Curtis Samuel, and Jadon. Just that alone is the best we've had on paper. All this is on paper. But I'm looking
at this,
you know, Cornelius Lucas, Sadiq Charles, we've got two young physical tackles. So I'm waiting to see, the defense, we know what we see. We got John Allen, who he peaked last year, Pro Bowler. I need to see his sidekick. He got a blow up. Trey won't play. I mean, I'm talking about Chase because Chase ain't playing. But I like Williams, Two Hill, these guys that filled in last year. We played our best defense when our two stars did not play. So that's what I'm looking at. I want to look at the linebacker. I'm going to be looking at our corner situation by name brand. We got people, but what I want to see is in pads who gets better. And I do believe they got more talent than they've had in a long while because this is it. Ron got to win this year or they're going to blow this thing up. I really believe they're going to blow because
this is the NFC.
No, I'm talking about on this team. Just this team, this has got to be a year. We done planned. This is the third year. I know what has happened because they didn't have a quarterback. When you get a quarterback, everything changes. Now the other two guys, because I'm like with Heinicke, I'm looking for this kid out of North Carolina to be special. Now it's going to take a lot of time, but this boy played 4 years at Carolina. He lit it up. And he got to be better than the kid we had last year. If we got to roll out anybody that played last year, we're in trouble. If Heinicke makes your team, you got trouble.
I'm looking
for three new quarterbacks. I need three new quarterbacks. This boy from Alabama is a beast at the running back spot. And so I'm at the point now where I'm done with all this conversions about the receivers who played. Well, I need a running back, and this boy from Alabama is a beast. Ron don't play enough people in the preseason for me. See, I need people to play, and I don't know how much they will yet. I'll know a lot more next week when I get out there and I'll be able to see all this. But for my money right now, I'm looking at these young boys. That boy, Jahan Dotson, he's the real deal. I don't know how much Terry will play, but Terry will be out there. Dommy Brown, last year's number two, he got to give me more. He's a second-round pick, dude. You got to hit that ground running. So we got a lot of guys I'm focused on to see who steps up, but I'm excited about the fact that we've had no injuries of these young guys yet. I need to see this Curtis Samuels. I don't care about his past. I know the boy has played, but he's been hurt more than he's been healthy. Now he's healthy, so I want to see what happens. And you can't take preseason out of context, but I at least got to see who's going to fight. I need some unknown free agents. Yeah, man, I need some dogs out there. I don't want to hear nothing. I want to hear them. I want to hear pads popping. See, we got to be more physical.
Yeah.
Hey, Doc, let me ask you a question,
yes, sir.
Doc. What do you feel about Antonio Gandy-Golden switching to tight end? I think that's
if
going to be
up,
something
if
good.
If he ends up playing for you, you in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because Turner, this boy Cole Turner, he reminds me of Didier. This boy is a beast.
Guy
number 88 is wearing Amani Rogers. Watch for him. It's the best young tight ends we've had. Now, we know when Logan comes back, but again, Logan may not come back till week 6. He might be on the pup list.
Right.
So, you know my philosophy. If you're not active, you ain't playing, you're dead. So I'm going with John Bates. Don't sleep on John Bates. That kid had a good rookie season. He's 260 pounds. He can block. And this guy, I want you to buy Amari Rogers. He's wearing 88. Watch him. Real athletic. Mm. We got some talent there. Now I'm going to see these guys will play a lot. You're going to hear names that I didn't even know who these cats were. But they out there. And so Schweitzer's back. Ishmael, the center position, Tyson Larson may end up starting in his first preseason game, but they got this kid named Tooth. They got a lot of guys. I saw him for the first time a couple of weeks ago. We got size and some good prospects, but I want to find out with the pads on. I don't evaluate nothing until I see him in pads, and I see who comes off that ball, and you see the one-on-one. So I'll be able to keep you more abreast to it as I see it, but I'm expecting these guys to come out like they pants on fire. And if not, we'll be in trouble because Philadelphia is loaded. They defense is they loaded.
I have a question. And this is really, really serious. So what do you think that we should do about Deebo Samuels?
You got no chance. You got no chance. The boy in San Francisco?
He's a badass. San Francisco fan.
Yeah,
he's big time, but they ain't letting him go.
Okay, good. That's all I wanted to hear you say.
They ain't letting him go.
Hey, Doc.
Okay.
Hey, Doc. Yep. You just messed up about three. You just messed up about 3 weeks of mid-season by saying that because all I'm gonna hear is, well, Doc said no. Doc said no, Cam.
Right.
Well, we ain't going to get him. You know why?
No,
we're not going to get him
because
we loaded right now at receiver. I mean, you got your number one picks receiver. You got McLaurin signed. You got Curtis Samuels, and you got Dommy Brown. So you got 4 guys. We got enough receivers right now. What we need to do is be able to run the ball.
We got 2
And
problems.
We need to make sure. Yeah.
We got 2 problems in San Francisco. With the quarterback situation and the Deebo Samuel situation.
You're right.
They're
crazy. I wouldn't get rid of – let me tell you something. Garoppolo.
Right.
I would not get rid of him. Yes. No way I would do that. They're going to do it, though. He's going to end up being gone. They're going to let that young boy – they're going to let him fight or die on his own. I think it's a mistake.
Trey Lance.
I think it's a mistake, too.
Well, I appreciate San Francisco mistakes.
They loaded.
I appreciate Pittsburgh mistakes. I appreciate Baltimore mistakes. I appreciate when everybody make a mistake except for us. You know? That's how about?
Well, we have made enough the last decade.
You've
made a mistake by picking that team as your team. So, man.
I'm with you, Derek. They need a whole lot of help.
It's in the blood. It's in the blood. I don't pick and choose. You know what I mean? I ain't land on Washington Rock. Washington Rock landed on me.
Okay.
Oh, last you couldn't even say their name last month, but now all of a sudden the rock landed on you. Ain't this song?
I couldn't say what name. Hold on.
Washington.
I couldn't say what name.
You said say the commander's name.
I still didn't. I said Washington.
No, he didn't. He said Washington.
Yeah.
Hey, Tank, Tank. I don't take up. I can hear him, Tank. Don't be giving him no help.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my
I thought you didn't hear him,
hey,
though, 57.
Hey, but
oh, okay.
back to you, Doc.
Put your shirt on, Doc.
I didn't think about all the tight ends that we have, but I'm serious. I don't know why. I was thinking about Clint Didier the other day, and to hear you say that this young man put you in the mind of Clint Didier, I'm excited to see that. I want to see that because
he's wearing number 85, Cole Turner.
Okay, and don't get me wrong, I like Chris Cooley. He was something good to look at while he was good.
His job.
But
he was damn good.
But exactly. But when it all wore off, and I was ready. I'm one of those. Okay, what are y'all going to do to get better? You know,
they gotta get better.
I am. What are you guys?
Logan,
do
you got a young team. You got a young Logan. Maybe week six. He'll be on the pup list, hopefully. Once he comes back, he's definitely the best they have. But I don't count him if they ain't playing. He ain't going to be playing for a while. So we got to see. We cannot lose in September. You cannot lose to Jacksonville, and you cannot lose to Detroit. And then you got Philly and Dallas. So we got to be ready to go in September. You got to be 3-1.
Bud.
You got to come out the blocks because if they can get off good start, and then you get Logan back, and then you end up getting Chase back, and then you get Rouye back. All of a sudden, three of your starters return, your team gets better. But in the meantime, you got to build momentum. You can't wait on nobody that's not there. Anybody can get hurt. You got to have depth.
Right.
And that's what preseason is all about.
Yeah, next man up.
I agree with you there.
That's the second time I've heard you mention Chase Young. Is Chase behind on his rehab?
No, he's fine. He's fine. You just want him to be 100%. You can't rush him back because he's young. You got to have him play 10 years here. So you have to just bite the bullet and let it go. Because if you rush him back and you ruin him, then you've messed up. We already lost Trent Williams. The best tackle in the world is gone. You lost Kirk Cousins. You ain't replaced him yet. He gone. So every time you mess up and lose an asset, and then we playing with guys that can't play. So now you got to rebuild it with youth, but they've got some good young talent, and now you got to let them play, and you got to win with what you have. You can't. You made the mistakes. That's over.
That's true.
We gave up the best player in the league. Stupid we were. And so now San Francisco has the best tackle in the league. And Kirk ain't perfect, but he's better than anybody we had since he's been gone.
Right.
So, and he's still starting in the league.
And he's still starting in the league.
That to me was a power struggle, a penis contest, if I must, between Shanahan and Snyder. The fans lost. We all lost. You know,
everybody lost. The whole organization lost. But that's over.
Exactly.
You got to move on.
Exactly.
I'm moving on. Once I see him in that uniform, then I'll be completely adjusted to it. I ain't seen him in a uniform. I need to see that uniform, new, all that new stuff. Then I can buy into it. I don't connect to it. I got to see it. Once they get in a uniform and it's football, then I can get into it. All this other stuff is hype. I don't buy into that. I need to see them as a team come out, and then I'll applaud. You know, I'll support it. But right now, it's way too many promotions. I need to see football, and that's all I care about. That they get better, and we got to pull through it. Y'all pull through with us. We lost the first five, and then we turn it around. You're gonna stumble, but you got to get up and fight. And I'm gonna see if they got some fight in them.
Well, speaking of that, what better example than the head coach? And I was one that was hard on Rivera last season, because I don't care what anyone says, and I'm just speaking from my perspective, DMV Kale.
Yeah.
If I was diagnosed with cancer, that would be my number one priority. That
no
would be
question.
My number fighting
yeah.
and winning that fight would be number one yeah. in my life. And yeah. And once I run that bell, and I'm cleared, the diagnosis is cleared. I'm still feeling like, you know, you still have the thoughts in your mind. I wonder if it's all gone. I wonder if I
yeah,
am
I think he's
completely
good.
Clear.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's good.
And
he's good now.
And you can say what you want. That's going to take away from your coaching. It's going to.
It
but
did.
I believe
it
this
did.
Year, thank you. I know it did. I believe this
it
year,
did.
Though, with a clear mind, a healthy body, and he's ready to get out and coach. Because a lot of stuff last year that we needed a head coach to address, he couldn't really address. So I feel as though this year he'll be there on top of it and handling things as a head coach should.
Yeah, he better.
Do.
He better.
Yeah.
He'll be gone. He
yeah.
better.
Yeah.
He should have stepped down, but you know that woulda, shoulda, coulda, all words are losers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's over. He didn't do it. I would have made. That's where our owner's weak. If the owner had been strong, I would have made him sit down. I'd have put Jack in charge and moved on. Because you can't wait for nobody in this business. Don't nobody care that he had cancer. The other teams don't care. Then nobody care about COVID. Everybody got to fight on their own, man. This is like. This ain't Little League or Pop Warner. You know, I thought that was selfish. It was selfish, in my opinion, but it was just the ownership is weak, and they allowed that to happen. Well, I would have never done it. I'd have set him down and let him get healed. Ain't no man coach. You can't go in no prize fight and you got cancer. That's ridiculous.
Do you honestly think Jack Del Rio at the helm would have been a good choice with all the nonsense?
Would have been better than Ron. Yeah, but his stupidity, he's still a football guy. I don't care about his politics. Hell, half the league. All 32 owners Republicans.
Right.
They're all into Trump. All of them. That's why there's no black owners.
I said that.
The league at its core is racist as a dog. So let's wake up. He's no different than none of the rest of them. I don't give a damn what he likes, what he cares about. I just want him to coach.
You coach, we're good.
We ain't going to never be buddies. But, you know, I respect you, do your job. I don't get caught up in that because the whole damn country's racist, if you want to get real. So
there you go, Doc.
I like the fact that he's a man enough to express it. The rest of them clowns, they just hide behind it and don't say nothing. But we all know they all voted for Trump. All big business. They're in the money. They don't care about people.
Yep.
It's about money.
Yep.
So Jack, at least Jack had the balls to say it. I respect him for that. I ain't mad at him. I'm mad at the cowards who don't say nothing. Yeah,
well,
that's the way it is.
The balls or the stupidity.
But they can get away with it because this country supports it. The whole league.
Yep.
Exactly.
We got no African-American ownership. You only got two or three head coaches. You got two or three coordinators. You got 67% of your league is black. How the hell can you not have more representation? You know why? Because we ain't going to never boycott it. Everything's happened in this country from a racial standpoint. It's happened because we marched, because we protested. Ain't nobody stopped watching the NFL. All of us still watching. You ain't going to never change it until you're willing to walk away from it. And ain't nobody doing that. So
and
that's
believe
why
me,
say,
Doc, we've talked about that before on here.
Yeah, I don't get
we've
caught
talked
up
about
it.
That.
Yeah, I'm like, it's our problem because we still support it. And we still get after it. Until you stop talking about it, stop buying shit, stop going, there'll be no different change. It'll be slow as molasses. But that's us. That ain't on them. I don't blame them at all. I know that's the country that way. They did it with COVID. They did everything they do is from the top down, not from the bottom up. They don't give a shit about you if you don't have money. So that's why I put it in a separate category. We just got to do what we do and hope that if we keep voicing it and let them know, that we know what's going on, and we still love you. We always take the right side. We always, like Jackie Robinson, this whole thing in Major League Baseball, supporting the whole thing, yeah, 100 years later, but they're trying to clean it up. And now the Dominicans, you look at the All-Star game, look at everything. They replaced the Negroes in baseball with Dominicans because they could get them cheaper. And that's exactly what they did. That's why the black people say, hey, they go play basketball. The NBA, brothers, they dominate that. You got 17 coaches. You got head coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And these brothers, now they're abusing that. Now niggas don't even want to play. They walking away from $30 million a year. It's crazy. Yeah. I go, these people are insane. But they got control of that league. And you go watch what happens. We now have the amount of African-American quarterbacks that are playing right now is at all-time high. We've got – look how they treat the boy in Baltimore. That boy is bad. That's a bad man.
Yeah.
But look what he had to go through. Kyler Murray just got signed today. He got his money. So it's slowly moving. It's slowly moving. But we just have to continue to be vocal about it and let them know that we know what's going on and just fight through it and just hope these young brothers – look at they're killing themselves. I'm sick to my stomach over the brother in with the Raiders. Now he gone. He gone now. He done took generational wealth away from his family. This nigga going 150 miles an hour. Vehicular homicide. A woman died.
Yeah.
You know, we had this thing here with our safety. I love that brother.
Okay.
22. Now he just pleaded guilty. We got to get our shit together. These brothers, you can't be out here drinking and driving. You ought to have drivers. These brothers are making millions of dollars a year. Get a Uber. Get a driver. And, and protect yourself. But they stupid. They don't get it. And you have to educate them to the point where these are once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. These cats are swindling away. We have four DUIs. It's ridiculous.
Hey, Doc, did you hear Teddy Bridgewater's interview?
No, I didn't.
Man, he says, I'm tired of y'all. Y'all got to stop acting like y'all gangsters. Y'all ain't gangsters. Y'all football players.
That's
y'all
right.
athletes.
Exactly. Exactly. They don't we
agree with him.
Teddy gets it. He gets it. You got to just stay with it and understand that it's not right. I don't like what Kyrie Irving did. These brothers are crazy. Making $30 million. You tell me, I ain't going to play. You leaving on hold.
Yeah.
They need to get rid of all of them. Because LeBron is doing this the right way. This brother is balling out. He's building schools. He's doing KD. KD doing some crazy shit, but he put in so many. He put in schools. He got academies going. He got a lot of stuff going well. But his brother, go ahead and just
KD need to
stay.
Come home, man. KD need
that.
To do two things. KD need to go to the barber shop, and he need to come home.
No, and
man,
shave that. You with me? Say amen to that. What is this brother thinking? I'm going to do.
I don't know. But he must have had no girlfriend because she definitely ain't nothing about them.
No, grow your shit out or cut it off.
Or
like
cut it off.
Do a mic. Shave your head. I look at this nigga. I go, what is he thinking?
I can't.
I get it, man.
I
love his brother. I love him. His mother is great. Yeah. He got a good family.
Yeah.
I just do not get it, and it's all. But you know what? You just got to pray for them. That's what I do. You got to pray for these brothers and hope that they don't blow this because
hey,
I don't understand it. Yeah.
Hey, Doc,
can I ask you a question about Juan Soto? How you feel
about
that?
I love him, and I wouldn't have taken the deal either because, no. He's worth every dime. He's 23 years old. He's a super-duper kid. And I like the fact that the learners, I respect their business model, but I don't like it. But I respect it. They backload money, but they pay a lot of it out. He said, no. They offered him a ton of money in today's market. In 5 years from now, if he signed that deal, he'd be underpaid. He'd be underpaid.
Yeah.
Man, this streaming is a gold mine. And they know the money's coming down the road. So he needs to stay strong, get out of here. We lost Trey Turner. We lost to the Dodgers. We lost Scherzer to the Dodgers. We lost Harper to Philadelphia. We've lost This team should have been dominant for 10 years. We lost Rendon. Mm-hmm. Now, Rendon has been hurt, but he's still, we were loaded. And they business model, they backload money. And I don't blame the brother. Get out of here. They ain't ready. They ain't ready. So I hope the brother gets out of here. Go get your money. Because in the end, that's what it's all about. Man, he loves it here.
Yeah.
He may not leave. But they're going through new ownership. We don't know what that's going to be. So mm-hmm. I'm saying, hey, man, get it. Get all you can. I ain't mad at it.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at it.
Yeah. Tell us how we can get it. How people can follow you on your podcast. Tell us how we can follow you on your podcast. How people can follow you on
Patreon,
your podcast.
Patreon.com/Doc Walker. We about 16 months we've been in the game now, and it's I love it because I'm going to say whatever I want to say, and I don't need somebody telling me to stick to sports. I'm going to do sports,
right.
I'm going to do whatever needs to
be
done.
That's what I like.
And
yeah,
so that's why they don't call me in this town, and the radio's terrible. And yet they don't even call me. And I love that. Good, don't call me. I'll do my own thing. And as long as the people support it, you know, I'm going to keep doing my thing and just keep doing it. And I believe that in the end, it'll work. It's a compliment to me that they don't even call me. They don't even ask me for nothing. I love it because they know I ain't going to take their shit. No, that's the way it is. They ain't calling me. I didn't turn nothing down. They didn't offer me nothing.
Exactly. Right. But they should have done.
Love that.
They should have.
No, I love it. Biggest compliment they could give you. They scared of
you. You be Mitch, all of y'all. All of y'all.
Yeah, well,
they should be hollering at all of y'all.
Well, he good. And I'm glad. I'm proud of him. I want him to do his thing because I know that there's enough people out here. They spread the word. They follow it. Hell, they got Netflix. They own Hulu. They got Peacock. You know, I ain't no different than that. Why I got to be free? Ain't nobody free that has value. So it's just a matter of time. So I love Mr. Kirby. He's been with me from day one.
Shout out to Kirby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Kirby.
No question. You know, day one. And so we just keep rolling. And so it'll just go. Y'all spread the word. And that's what I'm going
to
do.
He told me to ask you about
his But I appreciate y'all.
We appreciate you, Doc.
He told me ask you about his baby back
rib. Oh my God! Well, he did it. He did it. I wish he had a rib shack out here, but I'd be fat. So I go. I'm good. I'm trying to stay lean and mean, and get through this thing.
Right.
Got a lot of work to do. I'm still.
Thank
and
you
we're
for
gonna bury Brig Owens. Oh, absolutely love y'all, Brig Owens. We're going. His funeral is next Tuesday, and that brother was. He was everything to me, man. I'm gonna be really. I'm going to honor him. It's going to be a celebration. It has bothered me. The brother was so good, so smart. And so we'll do that. We'll do that Tuesday. And we just keep rolling, man. So I appreciate y'all's support and keep doing it. And we will chat again.
Thank you so much. All
right.
Enjoy your day.
Be good. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Doc, love you too.
Bye-bye.
Doc, before you go, I got to say thank you for making this one of the best birthdays that DMVKO has had, bro. Thank you.
Oh, man, happy birthday. God bless you. All right, peace.
Thank you.
Later.
Peace. All right, Chase, on you, baby.
Happy birthday, old man.
Don't cry.
Happy birthday again,
big dog. Everybody's
happy birthday, Wimpy.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Happy birthday, baby.
Yeah, and let's give a big shout out to Kirby, because if it wasn't for Kirby, Doc wouldn't be calling us, y'all. So big shout out to Kirby.
Salute, Kirby.
Thank you, Mr. Kirby.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Right. Okay.
Oh no, you're not gonna play the Martin Luther King song.
Oh no, he did.
Yes, he did.
Would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Kale and T also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Kale's Corner and Facebook at Kale's Corner and on Instagram at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into Blog Talk Radio / UKL McLean and follow us there as well. Happy birthday again to the best host and the mostest in the world. We love you, Kim.
And to have a world party on the day you came to be. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I just never understood how a man who died for good could not have a day.
I know we will, because our hearts tell us.